brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, our listeners coast to coast, all the ships at sea, the wonderful people listening to us globally on the internet and shortwave, here domestically on the AM and FM dial, we have an ultra-massive broadcast, I mean ultra-massive, lined up for you today. In the second hour, American Free Press investigative reporter Christopher Boland is joining us to go over the latest torture developments, the 9/11 whitewash, you name it. He's very, very insightful. He'll be with us for a full hour. Just got back from Germany. This radio show, well, my documentary film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, got a write-up on page 6 of the New York Post, which is a big deal, saying, hey, Michael Moore, his film, Fahrenheit 9/11, is nothing compared to Alex Jones's 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. And let me tell you, this just came out of left field. And it is because some Hollywood producers and others have seen the film, and it's made its rounds all over the country, thanks to all of you out there making copies of it. So that was interesting. There's been a raid on Shalibi's compound, the torture master and convicted bank robber hired by Lord Bush. This is all staged to make it look like he's a rival of the U.S., so he can be the head of Iraq. This is all nothing more than theater. I said they'd do something like this 2 weeks ago. I don't know how I continue to come up with exactly what they're going to do, but I've just figured out their game plan. It's like I've played this football team 1,000 times, and I know what the other coach is going to do. I mean, I know his playbook. I know how they operate. That's how we do it. But we cannot become complacent because sometimes they change the playbook around, but not normally. They just continue with the same little tricks that seem to fool the public. Also, ABC has aired stuff of people celebrating the people they've tortured to death, celebrating the dead bodies, and then shipping them out, acting like they're just hurt. I mean, just cold-blooded killer stuff. You know, rape room, torture rooms, the stuff we trained Saddam how to do, and, well, we're back as the bosses doing what we trained him to do. You know, he didn't carry it out properly, so we're there to carry it out properly. So we'll get into that as well. And on PrisonPlanet.tv, on the free play section, you can go watch it. And we have the entire C-SPAN hearing, if you can sit through it. But we also have the clips themselves excised out, and we'll try to excise some more of the clips, where they start trying to grab one person, another person stands up and shouts, you funded Al-Qaeda, Building 7, the planes were ordered to stand down. I mean, they tried to arrest one person, another person would stand up, and people were clapping, agreeing with them, the victims' families. So you guys think you got away with 9/11. You think you killed a bunch of people and got your police state, and we all think you're God, but you're not. People are waking up that you're really Ted Bundy, and we're not going to get in the Volkswagen with you. You're not going to put the Homeland Security handcuffs on us. Your own troops, your own military, your own FBI are starting to wake up, and people are learning to face the horror. Learning to face the facts. Your sloppily done problem-reaction-solution terror attack is backfiring on you in a serious, serious fashion. But, again, I haven't even scratched the surface. Also, last night I was watching a local TV show, one of my old associates, one of my friends, and he's basically been body snatched. He's a ultra-neocon now. I know he's listening. And so we're going to get my old friend George Woolley on here in a little while for a 20-30 minute discussion about why he loves Lord Bush. And when there were discussions of nuking Iraq last night on his TV show, I thought we were there to liberate them. And just an amazing transformation. He's kind of a microcosm of a lot of people out there, so we're going to have him on coming up here in a few minutes. But first, I'll get into some of the news and air just a small portion of the people standing up and screaming and saying, you're behind it, you're behind 9/11, CIA created Al-Qaeda, all public stuff. So you guys can run, but you can't hide. We're going to expose you, murderers.
old-timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. They're seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, a few minutes. We are importing to this broadcast a Bush supporter, an old friend of mine, to study the shift into the New World Order, how people get into these emotional states and cannot face up to the facts of what Lord Bush and the New World Order are doing. I mean, I respect the person that's coming on. He's done a lot of good work, and I've worked with him over the years, and just in the last few years, the things I've heard come out of his mouth are nothing less than astounding. He'll be with us 20, 30 minutes or so. We've got Christopher Boland, American Free Press, with major breaking stories coming on in the second hour. And just so much news. There's been a raid on Shalibi, the head torturer and bank robber master for Bush over in Iraq. This is all staged for the handover to make it look like he's opposition to the U.S., totally staged. I predicted this 2 weeks ago. Again, we just know their playbook. Also, the bombing of the wedding, killing 40 people at a wedding over in Iraq, that'll certainly make them love us. And just so much incredible news. Public school children will have all their reports uploaded to be looked at by Homeland Security and tracked and traced. This is all part of the new freedom, surpassing 1984. I mean, rarely do I have a broadcast with this much news and information. It's just astounding. But first off, yesterday we started getting calls. Alex, did you see it? Well, no, I didn't see it. I wasn't watching the Bush crime family whitewash meeting there at the Congress with the New York section coming in and blaming everything on the firefighters and police. Very disgusting. And the worship session between Rudolph, CIA, Johnny, and Mr. Keene, business partner with the Bin Ladens and others. But we started getting calls that, yeah, C-SPAN cut into it, cut it off. The hearing was terminated because they started arresting one person that said, Building 7, you ordered NORAD to stand down, blah, blah, blah. Then they start arresting her, another person stands up, and another. People start clapping, and yes, it's true, it's true. So they just had to cut the feed. So we've got it up to that point. And the 11th public hearing of the 9/11 Commission with testimony of former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. And in the last couple minutes of, and we have the whole C-SPAN video, by the way, up there, but we've got the little excise pieces we're about to play, where a family member of a victim says, remember this, your government trained and funded Al-Qaeda, as the rest of the 9/11 families applauded. We're going to be getting these folks on the show. And then it shows some of the people who stood up and spoke out, talking to reporters just surrounding them. But the media didn't play, because I tuned in last night, didn't play their comments, at least what I saw on CNN and Fox. They just told you what they said. Oh, they were mad about a few problems. No, they were saying the government was behind all of this. Not just from the circumstantial or material evidence, but from the motive. And let's go ahead and play this clip of the closing remarks by one of the worshipers of the New World Order on the panel, and then the people start standing up and resisting. Because you cannot hold down a truth this big. It is coming out. It has come out. You will be defeated, New World Order. Go ahead and hit it.
Deeply appreciative of that. And we may very well want to ask you further questions as we finalize our report. As a Midwesterner, I might say to you, I've been impressed time and again with the pride you've expressed in New York City. And I admire that greatly. And I think that may...
3,000 people are dead.
That may very well be
a great leader.
One of the reasons
3,000 people
your
murdered does not
so we, leadership. We thank you
the vacuum
very much for your help, your leadership, and your cooperation.
I need 2 minutes to rebut it. 2 minutes to ask a couple real questions.
Mr. Don't
Mayor, press the whistle.
Thank you very, very much.
Don't press the whistle. Let's ask a couple real questions.
This room.
Well, we'll play that again later in the next hour. Tell your friends and family to tune in. Remember, your government trained and funded Al-Qaeda. And the Senate report by Republicans in 99 admitted that they used Bin Laden to attack the Serbs when they fought back. They then were called mass murderers, and they were attacked and had the UN and NATO take over one-third of their country and then overthrow their government. And now the whitewash trial has been going on for 4 years of Milosevic. So that's the reality of what we're dealing with. And people cannot, you know, look at the facts. You can ignore the 600 documents on PrisonPlanet.com. You could ignore my two films. You could ignore the book I've written, the books I've published. You could ignore the facts, but it will come out. You know, you said that Kennedy was killed by a lone gunman. Well, now in major polls, 92% of people believe the government killed Kennedy. So keep your lies up. It won't take 40 years for the truth until everyone knows that you're a bunch of murdering criminals and that you carried out 9/11 as a pretext for total domination. By the way, New York Post, page 6 today, I was shocked to read this. Michael Moore's anti-Bush film, Fahrenheit 9/11, isn't even original. 2 years ago, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, a real documentary by Alex Jones, had most of the facts Moore uses in his scattershot diatribe. Jones, who was less interested in making money than the self-aggrandizing Moore, released his film for free, which we did do, on his website, Infowars.com, where it drew legions of new fans, including producer Kirk Johnson, who's an Academy Award winner twice, by the way, who is hiring Jones as a consultant on a political action thriller. Wake up. I don't want to get off into that either. And that's been a little secret for a while, and I'm going to be in another, as an actor, in another big film that exposes the New World Order. But again, I don't really want to get off into all of that. The point is that people across the political spectrum are waking up. Bush is pro-open border, anti-gun, signed on to UNESCO, is business partners with the Bin Laden family. That's Fort Worth Star-Telegram, BBC, Associated Press. They engineered this whole thing, and the facts are coming out, and you can't stop it that NORAD stood down for an hour and 25 minutes, that Mayor Willie Brown got a call not to fly to New York from Condoleezza Rice. You're not going to be able to hide it. The CIA did the insider trading and made the billions of dollars. You're not going to be able to hide it that the U.S. government massed 44,000 troops in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan, that Bush had launch orders on his desk, that they flew 8,000 Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders out to safety out of Afghanistan. You're not going to be able to hide the fact that the CIA was running a drill in the morning of 9/11 of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon, and it was that supposed drill that was the stand-down order for NORAD. That, my friends, is the reality. That, my friends, is what we're truly dealing with here. And you can run, but you can't hide. And let me just advise the globalists and their think tank experts. You know you can't go ahead with more attacks. You know it's probably going to backfire on you. Back off. Don't kill more people. The government's saying we will be hit this summer. They're saying give all your freedoms up. Be our slaves. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't carry out Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11 style attacks. Don't do it. Back off. Stop it. Now, you're going to have to tear everything up and go to full red-level martial law continually if you go to the next level, and you know you're going to fail in that process. Stop it. Back off. And people in government, face the facts. Break your conditioning. Stop rationalizing. Let me tell you something. We went into Iraq for weapons of mass destruction. Now they have to admit that was not a sarin rocket. And by the way, that entire country was full of declared sites, full of it, with U.S. markings on it. They admit all of this. They gave you fake weapons trucks, fake mass graves, and still the neocons announce it. Then we went in to stop the rape rooms and torture rooms, and I've heard neocons all over talk radio say that their torture's bad, our torture's good. All right, we're going to break, and we're going to come back and spend a couple segments with George Woolley, who is the founder and runs Save the Baby Humans Foundation. He's a good pro-life activist, one of the first people to run my TV show 8-9 years ago. And George is indicative of a transformation I've seen with a lot of people. A man who I knew, fiercely knew the Constitution and defended it, now openly talks about sedition laws and supports Michael Savage saying arrest people. We're going to be talking to George. I remember right after 9/11, George said, I'll take a microchip if we need to. He told me that out in the parking lot. He says he now doesn't remember saying that. Last night he was on TV saying we may need to nuke Iraq. So we'll talk to George when we get back and talk about when did the body snatchers come into his house? When did they put the big pod beside him? When did it happen? When? When did he become blinded? We'll give George a chance to respond, because I love George. He's a good guy. And he's been in jail and almost lost everything he's had for pro-life demonstrations, peaceful demonstrations. He's a good guy. But, this great delusion has come upon him and millions of others, and we're going to discuss it with him. He'll say, I've come into a great delusion. Well, we'll see who's right in the end, won't we, when we stand before our judge and creator. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a Gold Alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits. But you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk. Or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want to jumpstart on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart gardens. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
Well, new photos have come out of the troops celebrating over people they've tortured to death. And the neocons have been on talk radio saying, oh, this is good, just blowing off steam, just having some fun. And then as their lord, Bush, came out and said it was bad, they suddenly shifted to, well, it's not that bad, and it's just a few people doing it. No, it's admitted. Rumsfeld ordered all of this. This was CIA training, Operation Copper Green. And... So Joseph Mengele is good now, I guess. You know, torture is now suddenly a good thing. And we'll get into, there's just so much news. But I wanted to get George up here because I was watching his local TV show last night. I tried to get in, but the lines were too busy. And it was kind of, George, you were going through some doublethink, and I'll let you say talk in just a second, but you were going through some doublethink. First, you'd say, you'd say arrest people that are disagreeing with this, we're at war, and then you'd say, well, it's the First Amendment, but if it's sedition, arrest people, well, the 1917 sedition laws were found to be unconstitutional, and so was slavery. And then you would kind of go back and forth, and then somebody'd say, well, let's nuke Iraq. Yeah, well, let's get the bad guys together and nuke them. And, you know, people said, the neocons have said, you know, nuke Fallujah because four people get killed. Let's kill everybody. It's like if somebody kills four people in Austin, are we supposed to nuke Austin? I mean, George, you know, I talk about all these dead and dying Iraqi children, and it's admitted. And you go, well, it's a war zone, but then you'll go to jail for little babies, unborn babies here in Austin, Texas. George, what's going on?
Alex, have you ever heard of Celestial Seasons herb tea? The tension tamer is one of their products.
Very funny, George.
And Alex,
well, you
Alex,
need some of it for your TV show then.
Well, I'll tell you what, I get a little bit of my inspiration to do that television show from watching you, because you've got more passion than anybody, I think, in the media. And that, you know, that definitely includes Rush Limbaugh, and I've long been a fan of yours, Alex, and so I appreciate the opportunity to discuss these matters with you. And yes, I am a strong supporter of George Bush.
Lord Bush.
What we are doing, I think it's the honorable thing to do, and I do have a strong disagreement with your criticism of the efforts that I feel the patriots of this country are trying to put forth right now, and I know you mean well, but it is, in the bottom final analysis, it is a hindrance when you have people sniping at your back while you're trying to do good work, and we need people with your fervor on the front lines attacking the real enemy, which are people who hate America, who bombed America. It wasn't the Republicans. It wasn't the United States government that took down those towers.
And again, you don't have the facts on that. You just got your emotion.
Well, my emotion versus...
Hey, George,
your imagination, Alex.
George, since you brought this up, how did Al-Qaeda order NORAD to stand down for an hour and 25 minutes?
Alex, that is one of your... Probably your biggest assets is probably one of your biggest faults as well. Your imagination is unlimited.
It's admitted that NORAD stood down, buddy.
Well, I don't know why they stood down, and I don't think you do.
Well, yes, we do, because the CIA said it's just a drill. Stand down.
Well, I know they were trying to get all the airplanes down, so I don't know what you're referring to.
Hey, why did the White House call Mayor Willie Brown and tell him not to fly to New York?
Mayor Willie Brown.
Yeah, San Francisco got a call and was told not to fly to New York.
Alex,
did Bush fly 160 members of the Bin Laden family out in the 3 days after 9/11?
What you're trying to do is use innuendo. There's an old saying, you can't disprove a negative.
No, I have the official government plan to carry out 9/11, George.
You can't disprove a negative. Somebody can say, Alex, you're a...
Hey, they've never proven Bin Laden he was even involved in 9/11. They just say he is. They never... Look, you were saying that the Arabs attacked us, let's get them. Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with the attack of 9/11. The government even admits that now. Colin Powell admits that now.
I haven't heard any such admission.
So you think Bin Laden and Saddam are the same person?
I think Osama and who's the same person?
And Saddam are the same person like
that? No, there's a whole army of people who want to want to destroy everything that we hold dear in America.
Then they must love Bush because Bush is destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're using the Patriot Act.
There is a suspension of it with this Patriot Act, and that's something you and I have argued about in the hallways over the last few years. And as you said, I don't remember saying anything about taking a chip, but I have defended monitoring my phone calls, which I believe they've been doing for years anyway because of my pro-life activism. I don't mind them watching the citizenry of this country because I don't know any other way to detect
But you want the border to stay wide open too. That's an important part of the safety, right?
Well, I think it's just impractical to try to put a fence across.
That's right. Let's watch George and let's watch Alex and let's fly the Bin Ladens out of the country. George, they're using the Patriot Act against county commissioners, topless bars, pot dealers. But tell you what, stay there, George. We'll continue to talk about this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central as well, blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Providence, Rhode Island to Los Angeles, California. Simulcasting on Global Shortwave during the day at 94.75 WWCR and at night at 32.10. And the internet, of course, at prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, and, of course, prisonplanet.com. On prisonplanet.tv, you can go watch the clips of the victim's family members standing up and saying the government is basically behind 9/11 because they have looked at the facts and the evidence is absolutely incontrovertible. And if you want to find out the truth about this and want to see the facts for yourself, you want to see the film written up in page 6 of the New York Post today, get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny on VHS or DVD. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order via our secure, safe shopping cart. If you've already gotten that film and were impressed with it, get part 2 exposing how the globalists carried out 9/11. That's the Masters of Terror. And both films are well over 2 hours long, very professionally produced. There's also my new film, Matrix of Evil, where the most conservative member of Congress, Ron Paul, exposes the most dangerous individuals in government, the neocon conservatives, who were not conservative, who were founded by the communist Fourth International and Trotsky. This is, by the way, the mainstream news admitting this, and how government is doubled in its growth, and how we're losing all of our freedoms. Matrix of Evil, myself, Ron Paul, Frank Morales, Colonel Craig Roberts. Great new film, Matrix of Evil Exposed. Again, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or you can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The films are $25.95 apiece, $20 if you order three or more of any of the films. Now, I challenge you to get these videos and to make copies of them. You can make copies of my films. You can't of the other films of other researchers we carry, like Innocence Betrayed by Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, an incredible new film we're carrying, about 180 million people killed after gun control. So again, another reason to call 888-253-3139 or go to the websites and order. You know, George, I want to shift gears here, and in a few minutes I want to take some calls, but I want to get into the torture issue with you. I want to get into arresting people that criticize the government, as Michael Savage and others have been saying, and you said you agreed with that, if it's sedition.
Sedition and treason, I think those kind of people clearly need to be arrested.
And those examples have been publishing newspaper stories with a guy holding up two boots of GIs, arrest that person, put them in a forced labor camp.
No. The people.
Well, that's what Lord Savage, the dirty beatnik of the 60s, wants.
No, well, I can't speak for Michael Savage. I think he's definitely over the top. But
I've never been a dirty beatnik. I've always been who I am. That dirty beatnik always wanted to get us into camps. They always wanted. Don't you know now that you're being controlled by the dirty beatniks?
When the dominant media tries to incite resistance to our government, they have stepped over the line. That is the definition.
The military-industrial complex owns your so-called liberal media, George. It's a staged left-right event to make the UN look like the savior.
Well, that's right. The dominant media does do that, and I'm thoroughly against the United Nations. We need to get out of
that. I agree. The owners of the military-industrial complex that own CBS and NBC and CBS should be arrested. But not for their speech, but for trying to overthrow this country and for putting out propaganda.
That's exactly right, Alex.
But you think, listen, it's not going to be them that get arrested. It's going to be Christians. You know FEMA under Bush is trending to put American Christians in camps? I have video of FEMA saying all Christians are terrorists, and that isn't under Bill Clinton, George.
Well, George Bush claims to be a Christian, so I don't know why he'd want to, you know.
Okay, since you bring that up, the faith-based initiative, I've heard you say, oh, that's a great idea, to have the government take over the churches.
No, that's not what the faith-based initiative is. It's allowing Christians to enter into to the government.
Atheists. It's just like vouchers of schools.
Mm-hmm.
Those vouchers of private schools, it's the feds taking over. Yes, it is. Federal money coming into something? That isn't Christians taking over the government.
I don't understand how you think that refunding your money is allowing the government to take over.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or the free exercise thereof.
The free exercise thereof is the part they always leave out.
Congress shall make no law.
That's right.
It's going to have billions telling, and the churches then, under faith-based initiative, have admitted that they're going to have to hire atheists, devil worshippers, you name it.
They already are. Only the atheists are allowed to receive government programs.
So now
right
let's now. Just, oh, goody, goody. Now, let's go further here. You, when I talk to you about Bohemian Grove or Skull and Bones, make jokes, say it's no big deal. Richard Nixon, and they just released this a few months ago from his presidential library, called it the most horrible homosexual orgies he could ever imagine going on there. That's Richard Nixon. What do you say to that?
I'm sure there are some homosexuals out there in the woods of Northern California.
No, at Bohemian Grove, where three generations of Bushes go and where they worship Moloch.
I don't think that would be known to the rest of the group.
The Washington Times reported, David Gergen said, I don't run around naked like the rest of them.
I'm not a crony of these people, Alex. I only know what I read and hear on the talk radio stations like yourself. But I pride myself as being a typical American with common sense.
Well, let me ask you about Skull and Bones, George. When they 2 years ago released the video, New York Observer got it. It was on Fox News. They said, "Hail Satan!" and slit the women's throats in a mock killing. And then a guy walks out and goes, "You've served Satan well. Join me in the kingdom of death." That's just fraternity fun.
That I saw your video and
No. My video's Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones video. Is slitting throats and saying, "Hail Satan, I enter your kingdom." Now, if I was doing that in your backyard, would you think I was a good Christian?
I would kind of doubt that, but I haven't seen that. I would, you know, I can't speak to something I haven't seen, but I will tell you that
it's the kingdom of death.
I am an alumnus of the Kappa Sigma fraternity when I was in college, and I can tell you there's a lot of that sort of thing, hijinks and ridiculousness and ceremony that
it's just no big deal. It's just a ceremony. Don't take it serious.
It's about as serious as a toga party, Alex.
Okay, oh, and I guess it's old men with homosexual orgies at Bohemian Grove. It's very no big deal.
I don't think that I've never heard such a charge, and I certainly wouldn't approve it. I wouldn't want to be part of it. I don't think George Bush would either, or most of those other attendees.
Well, when he's at the Shinto shrine summoning the demon, I guess you don't. Or when he's worshiping Allah, is that good?
Look, Alex, I think the difference between your love of the country and my love of the country, but our attacking the enemies of our country, we're doing it in two different ways. You and people like you are trying to do it from a secular perspective, without recognizing without recognizing God and a spiritual reality.
I do recognize God. You just said it was all hijinks fun. I'm not going to run around hailing Satan.
I think you're trying to say that it's
hail Satan. I'm George Bush. Hail Satan.
A phrase I hear oftentimes with you guys that are against the New World Order, which I've always wondered what was so good about the Old World Order anyway, that's given us 45 million dead babies in the abortion holocaust.
The New World Order is the Old World Order.
Well, that's all about
the New World Order can arise.
But I also hear another phrase used, not so much in the over the airways, but when you guys talk about the New World Order, I hear or read in your books, the books that some of you guys, some of the people that think like you write, the phrase Jewish bankers.
You really are trained well, George. Let me stop you. I mean, obviously there's Jewish mafia, WASP mafia, Italian mafia. We do expose the Jewish mafia. Certainly there is a Jewish mafia, right, George? Has a Jew ever committed a crime?
I'm sure a member of every race and religion.
Of course.
Has committed, right.
So don't try that ADL line. Come on, George.
No, I think
you know what they say about pro-lifers. They try to say you're secretly Nazis. It's not true.
Anyway, I think that you're trying to attack the problems by trying to explain it with groups of people, when the reality is that there's a satanic reality in our country.
But it's just fraternity fun, George.
What's that?
I thought it was fraternity fun, the satanic hailing Satan.
Well,
which way are you going to have it, George?
And he's manifested in people who hate God, which really is embodied.
Well,
in
listen, let me ask you this. I mean, George, but listen, I want to go to some calls and I want to go over some things. Who should be arrested and put in forced labor camps, as Lord Savage says, as the oily dirtball says? Now he says anybody that disagrees with the government, and by the way, the Deputy Attorney General in California said that last year as well, arrest the anti-war demonstrators that are aiding al-Qaeda. So the Democrats love this too. Who should be arrested when?
No, we have a First Amendment right to disagree, but when you cross the line of insurrection against a
okay, what's the line? I'm asking you, what's the line?
When you incite acts to overthrow the government, resist the lawful authority.
I've heard the neocons say arrest anybody that disagrees with the government. It's been pushed.
I guess the final
who goes in these camps?
When you aid and abet the enemies of our country in a time of war, that's when you have absolutely crossed the line.
Okay, and how do you do that, by criticizing the government?
Well, you openly lie about our government, saying that they are the ones that blew up the towers in New York City without any proof.
Yes, they're the ones. They did it. Elements of the government did it, so I should be arrested.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yes, they did it.
You have no proof of that.
I have absolute, total, incontrovertible evidence.
Our enemies love it to hear that.
You mean their business partners, the al-Qaeda they protect, the people they use to attack the Serbs? Do you admit that al-Qaeda was founded by the CIA?
Yes, CIA was, funding a lot of these military...
Are you aware that they used them to attack the Serbs in 99?
Look, Alex, the British government supported the American colonists, and then the American colonists turned on the British government. I mean, that's an evolution, you know, evolution of events, and that's what's happened.
Evolution. Bill Clinton and George Bush refused three different countries that wanted to arrest Bin Laden after he was supposedly blowing up barracks, embassies, and ships.
I'm no big fan of Bill Clinton, as you well know.
George Bush did it too. George Bush is for open borders, gun control, big fat government, and they're using the Patriot Act against citizens. That has nothing to do with terrorism, George.
It's very hard to ferret out the terrorists. These people look just like everybody else. They act normally.
That's a 100-year war, George. It's never going to end.
Well, we got to fight it anyway, Alex, whether it wins or not.
George, you just said it. I want to hear you say I should be arrested because I say the government carried out 9/11. I'll say it again. They carried it out. Should I be arrested?
I think that's a very dangerous statement, and I think if it could be demonstrated in a court that you have helped the enemy by...
I think you're going to get what you want someday, George, if we fail. And then when you cry on your knees, when you're burning in the camp, wishing you'd have done something, you just remember.
Long after
I'm gone, you remember what you just said. And you know what? I can face my Creator, and I'm ready. I'm ready for them to torture me to death. If that's what God wants, that's what's going to happen. And when they get those goons in there and they start pulling my fingernails out, when they gouge my eyes out, when they slam my head up against the wall, I want you to remember it.
Alex, you know, I would never stand still while they're trying to do that to innocent citizens. But
I thought I was aiding Al Qaeda because I talk about Bush being business partners with him.
You know, you're going after these shadow people and these secret societies when we have an obvious abortion holocaust that you know about. 4,500 babies will die today in America's abortuaries. We have a homo rape of our nation right now. They're just taking over every institution.
Your conservative Fox has the most anti-family programming out there.
Why aren't you addressing the real problems that you can see? And
we do address the real problems. And the real problem is people like you in total denial. Let me tell you, FEMA's training right now to arrest you. Pro-lifers, homeschoolers, conservatives. Now, if I sat you down, you obviously haven't seen it, showed you FEMA saying this, showed you the FBI training manuals with phone numbers where you can call these FBI agents, would you then change your mind? Because this whole move is against us, George. The Muslims are the excuse to get us to accept it. Just like Nazi Germany, it's one group first, then it's everybody.
Well, that's true, but we have to fight back, Alex. You can't attack the government. The government's main role is to protect us from our enemies. That's their first and primary.
And so they create the enemies to come in and take our liberties.
Well, then I guess, George,
are you aware of the Northwoods document?
I never heard of it.
Okay, if I give you ABC News, Baltimore Sun, but more than that, the actual Northwoods plan off the Library of Congress website where the U.S. government called for hijacking jets by remote control, crashing them, bombing D.C. Now, if I give you an official report, you call the Library of Congress and they go, yes, that's an official document, will you then start... They admit the Gulf of Tonkin never happened now, George.
Well, it certainly was exaggerated. No, you know, I think
no, LBJ tapes have been released. It didn't happen. It didn't happen, George. What about the USS Liberty? It's admitted that they sent that ship out there to try to sink it, to blame it on Egypt.
Yeah, well, you're talking about obscure things that I really...
Obscure official government plans to carry out 9/11.
We don't know all the maneuvering that goes on behind the world that the CIA is involved in. We don't even know that Afghanistan had Osama bin Laden, yet we hammered that country. I don't see people.
That was a staged event. They flew the 8,000 leaders out. That was a staged war. Tell you what, let's take some calls. John in Michigan. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm just calling. This is regards to the Michael Moore thing you brought up earlier. I live a few miles from my pastor's house often, and I was putting things in his newspaper box, not his mailbox.
I remember you called 2.5 years ago giving him my videos, yeah.
Oh, I gave him just all sorts of 9/11 information. Everything that he's probably used has come from you. I sent him over to Joyce Riley's site, everything. And I gave him that Death in the Air by Horowitz.
Well, here's the New York Post basically admitting that he took my thing, but that's good. The problem is he is spinning it into the UN's going to save us, and they're going to be the savior, and that's the left-right paradigm that fools us. George, do you understand that?
I don't believe that, Alex. I think we have to have trust in something. Your message is trust nothing or no one but yourself and your Second Amendment right. And
the founding fathers said, keep the government small. It'll invent crises to get control of your life.
That's what we Republicans believe. It's in our platform.
The Republican platform of Texas now has questions about 9/11.
The national platform calls for a total annihilation of government departments, of education, of labor.
Well, Bush is expanding all of that.
Well, he can't represent just the Republican Party as president, but that is what we Republicans believe, and that's why I keep trying to enlist you.
Is that why Bush targets real Republicans and then helps get Michael McCaul, the Janet Reno water boy, in there?
Well, there are some pretty wishy-washy Republicans out there.
Oh, come on. You've been compromised. They're compromising. They're controlling conservatives through this fake left-right debate. They're all voting together, George.
Alex,
let me finish with John. John, good job with that, what you did. Anything else?
Can I hold over?
Okay, I'll let you finish up. George Woolley, we're going to have you back on, but stay there. We'll come back with George, try to get a few more calls in. Finish up quickly, John, when we get back. I got big guests coming on from American Free Press in the next hour. We'll re-air this clip of the 9/11 committee where the family stand up and expose the CIA. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
You know, we're playing checkers. Down, the New World Order is playing chess. This is multi-level, multifaceted. This is geopolitical. Much more advanced than Machiavelli's The Prince. And it takes courage to go against evil. I remember trying to wake liberals up about Bill Clinton. They wouldn't listen. They associated their personal power with Clinton. It's very easy psychologically to just go along with the power structure to turn loose of your mind. And that's happened with the neocons, folks, to the point of every day it's put people in camps, arrest people that disagree with the government. Oh, it's so good. Meanwhile, FEMA's training to go after the Christians, using that movement to get this done. Now, let's try to finish up with some calls. Real quick, John, finish up because I want to go back to George.
Okay, if George can comment on this. Michael Moore is a caretaker, has multiple sclerosis, and they spray our skies on the 45th parallel constantly. Yesterday, he had tic-tac-toes and X's.
Now NASA admits that it's 20% darker. There are these weird jet trails. What do you think about chemtrails, George?
I know nothing. You know, I don't. I'm telling you, Alex,
Colonel Klink, I know nothing.
We have obvious problems, a holocaust of dead babies, the total disintegration of our marriage system by the Massachusetts declaration that you can marry anybody's rear end that you want. Homosexual rape of our schools, and we have obvious problems. A government, as you mentioned, it's too big. Now there we agree. I don't know about clouds in the sky. I'm here on the ground, and I'm surrounded by the enemy. I feel like General Custer, and you're asking me to look in the sky. We need to fight these guys mano a mano right here at the polls. The founding fathers.
Yeah, you don't want to face the electronic voting machines. We're losing our right to vote. Thanks for the call, John.
I don't trust them either, Alex.
Damon, Ohio. It's not that I don't trust them. I know they're a fraud, but the people say, oh, that's a conspiracy. Dave in Ohio. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, nice to get a chance to talk to you again here. I noticed something very interesting about a week ago, and I haven't heard you or Paul Watson talk about it yet. And I don't know if I might have missed it on a show where you might have talked about it, but have you seen the pentagram on John Kerry's campaign posters?
Yes, I have. They always do that kind of look. People say that Bush is giving the hook 'em horns. Well, why does his daddy do it? Why does Clinton do it? Why does Hillary do it? Why do all these people, you know, give the devil sign? I mean, this is all in our face. George, you have any comments on that?
I guess there's a lot of Texas Longhorn fans out there. I don't know.
Yeah.
So it looks like an, you know, most people would never even notice it because it looks like an upside down star, right? But I think everybody should show people this. They should show them the actual logo, tell people what a pentagram is, explain it to them so they can see it. I mean, not only this guy, you know, admits that he's been is a member of a satanic cult, but now he's flashing his symbol all over the place.
Well, his nickname at Skull and Bones was Long Devil. So
oh, is that right?
Whatever that means, but it's all part of the Christian fun.
Alex, George Bush has publicly proclaimed that Jesus Christ is the most important influence on his life. If he's a devil worshiper, he's the worst one there ever was.
That's okay? Right. The devil masquerades as an angel of light, and he'll quote scripture to you. Of course, that's just the Bible, you know.
I don't think the devil would declare that Jesus Christ was the greatest influence on his life. And,
absolutely. The devil will say he's Jesus Christ. That's what the Antichrist is going to do, George. And most of these so-called Christians are going to bow down and lick his boots and say, arrest the people that don't go with Jesus. Jesus has come back. Follow him.
Well, Jesus said you'll know a person or a tree by its fruits.
By its fruits. Open borders, giant government, loss of liberty, just fake garbage everywhere. I agree with you, man. Look at the fruits. Clint, Missouri. Clint, go ahead. You're on the air. Hello, Clint. Clint, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay. George, do you believe in state sovereignty?
Do I believe in what?
State sovereignty.
10th Amendment.
State sovereignty, yes, but we are, we're a nation, and there's got to be a national government that has the final say. And
no, George, the nation was founded upon state sovereignty, and I would like to say...
Yeah, but the founding fathers worked for Al-Qaeda. They should be arrested if they disagree with the... George, stay there. I got another guest coming up, but we'll hold him over about 5 minutes for this next segment because I want to talk to you and let you talk to some more people and let you have the last word. We'll be back. Second hour, straight ahead. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.